Yeah, when I first seen the crankshaft one, I'm thinking to myself, how's he going to cut down the weld in the middle of the crank pin and everything? You know, you put the crank in the thing and you turn it on, the crank pin's going to be flopping up and down because it's spinning. I don't know. He does something, man. He gets it in there to where when it's spinning, the crank pin is actually stationary. Even though it's spinning, it's not flopping up and down. I forgot how he does it. And then he gets the cutting tip out and cuts it all down nicely and wraps some sandpaper around it and run it again. And hell, you can't even tell. Yeah, but there's a lot of that. They do a lot of that. They'll cut threads and screw the part together. And when they cut it down, before they thread anything, when they cut it down and you know, clean all the jagged metal off and everything, so everything's smooth and even, they also cut like a, when you put it together, there's like a V shape there. So when they weld, man, the weld runs down in there. Instead of just welding the surface, the weld runs down into the V shape, you know, gets all down in there too and straightens everything. They do a great job. These guys do.
Well, yeah, you got to put big old chamfers on things. You gotta, so that when you recut most of that weld away, there's still some down in there deep. I'll tell you what, he probably would have a little crankshaft and like a four-jaw chuck and offset that thing way off so the journal's running true and the rest of it, you know, the shaft itself is bouncing all over the place.